coming for to carry me home.
I've tortured you enough with that. But isn't it great? I love The Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia. They do too, apparently. I mean, you know. What was I going to say? You know, I skipped over a song that I want to mention because I've been trying to fit him in. Lee Michaels, another weird character from the hippie scene. I was gonna play some Keep the Circle Turning. I'm gonna save it to next week. I skipped over him, but he was another person I found in the bargain bin, and when I listened to him I was like, why is this in the bargain bin? This should be sold for like $200. It's so good. But we're gonna, you know, go a little softer in the next round here. Just again, that was Trying to Catch Sunflower jamming into I Know You Writer. That is 100 Year Hall, 04, 26, 72. Then we played some Swing Low, Sweet Chariot from the Jerry Garcia Acoustic Band. That album is, that song is off the album Almost Acoustic Live. And whenever I listen to Jerry's solo stuff and it's like live, especially the acoustic stuff, I'm always like, why isn't this song like 30 minutes? It needs to be long. It needs to be way longer. I get so entranced by it. This next song, I've played this album before last week. This is going to be You Got the Silver by the Rolling Stones off of Let It Bleed. Let It Bleed is kind of the only Stones album I listen to. I'm sure there's way more that I could be listening to, but sometimes, you know, you just get so obsessive about a particular, you know, particular album. So let's hope that I don't have any technical difficulties with this. I have faith in myself and Radio Valencia. So thank you for tuning in. This is Broadcast from Limbo. I'm Jasper. You know, this is Radio Valencia. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey, babe, what's in your eyes? I saw them flashing like airplane lights. You fill my cup, babe, that's for sure. Must come back for a little more. You got my heart, you got my soul. You got the diamonds from the mine. Well, that's all right. It'll buy some time. 62. I'm feeling foolish, that's for sure. Just waiting here at your kitchen door.
Thank you.
anyone before, and then he walked away. And you don't hear from him at
was Drifter's Escape by Bob Dylan off John Weasley Harding. I have a funny story about Bob. How I got into Bob Dylan was junior year of high school, my literature teacher, I feel like every year they do like a poetry section, and that was, I believe, the year Bob Dylan won a like prize for literature, something like that. And she was like, well, now I can, you know, for the poetry unit, I'm going to teach you guys some Bob Dylan. And it was so funny how there was like, we were a room full of like 16-year-olds. We were all so, so different and came from different backgrounds, but she like connected us with, you know, together through Bob Dylan. And I always think of her when I listen to Bob Dylan. And I feel like whenever I listen to Bob Dylan, I always pick up something new from the song, no matter how many times I've listened to it. And that's why I have such a special attachment to him. I just think he's, you know, he's just very special. I think that goes without saying. So that was You Got the Silver by the Rolling Stones, I'll Let It Bleed, As the World Rises and Falls by the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band off A Child's Guide to Good and Evil. Then that was Drifter's Escape by Bob Dylan. I'm going to pick it back up. I'm kind of like falling asleep in here. So let's pick it back up very slowly. Pick it back up with Ella Speed by Mungo Jerry off the album In the Summertime. And this is a really great album. If you haven't listened to it in full, they're known for, of course, In the Summertime, but I encourage you to listen to this full album. It's really great, and it has a lot of joy in it. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed. This is Jasper from Broadcast from Limbo. I'm streaming to you from Radio Valencia, Transmissions from the Mission. Thank you for listening. I'm here till 6. I get to annoy you for like 2 hours and 40 more minutes. So strap in. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. And hopefully neither are you. Thank you.
A 1, 2, 3.
Charlie Brown. He ain't got nothing at all. Not the shirt right off his back. He ain't got nothing at all. And say a word for Ginger Brown.
She ain't got nothing at all.
nothing at all. She ain't got 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 nothing at all.
Hello. That was a big set. A lot to talk about there. Somebody groovy. You know, I'm not that big into the Mamas and the Papas, but I love that song off of If You Could Believe Your Eyes and Ears. I don't know what it is. It's just very melodic. I mean, you could say... Yes, I just describe music as melodic. Thank you for the input. Then that was Oh Sweet Nothin' by The Velvet Underground off of Loaded. And then I played Little Jack off of Squeeze. I have a really hot take. I mean, objectively, right? The Velvet Underground and Nico is their best album. Like, culturally, it sent a shockwave. Like, that is their most important record. And it is objectively their best. My personal favorite is Loaded. I like Loaded because it's a little more rock and roll. It's a little more traditional rock and roll. I do like the experimental touches of Velvet Underground, Nico. Whenever I tell people my opinion of this, they just, like, gasp. They're like, music lovers are just like, that. Loaded? I'm like, yeah, man, Loaded. I really love Loaded. I've listened to it over and over again, and Oh Sweet Nothing is... I just love that song. I don't know, I get hypnotized by it, and I forget that it's 7 minutes and 25 seconds. So, next up, we're gonna keep picking it up a little bit. I hope the last set really, you know, kind of woke you up a little bit. We're gonna listen to some Free and some Mountain. I had a huge obsession with these bands, like, right after I graduated college. I listened to them, like, all the time. And, I was going through my record and CD collection, and I stumbled upon Tons of Sobs, and I was like, oh my god, this used to be my favorite thing. It was one of the albums, besides Phil Lesh and me getting into the Dead, it was what inspired me to really start picking up the bass, which I haven't picked up in quite some time, but it's what made me very interested in rhythm and bass. My brother is a professional drummer, so when he heard that, he got really excited. He was like, finally, you know, you're picking up, you know, he was very excited for me. So, anyways, this is Broadcast from Limbo. I'm your host, Jasper, and this is Radio Valencia Transmissions from The Mission. Thank you so much.
That's where I feel I ought to be going. Blue sky above me and green earth below. Don't even matter which way I go.
ecstasy.
Want to leave me alone.
You can collect all the neglect or all the self-respect you need.
That was She Has Funny Cars by the Jefferson Airplane off of course, Realistic Pillow. Had to play some Iggy Pop. It was his birthday this last week on the 21st. He turned 79. I mean, he's the godfather of punk. You gotta, you know, respect his due. I adore Iggy Pop. I'm hoping to go to Mosswood Meltdown this summer and see him. It would make my life. I would die happy if I saw Iggy Pop. I played, you know, Theme for an Imaginary Western by Mountain. I could have played Mississippi Queen, but, you know, I really like that song. That's like a driving song, is Theme for an Imaginary Western. I don't know, there's something about it that's really peaceful and yet it's very stimulating. Great for driving. This next song, I have some beef, okay? So I'm going to play I'm So Green by Can off of can't really pronounce it very well. I think it's Ege Bemyasi. Cannot pronounce it. I have beef with this album because I cannot find it anywhere. I have pretty much all of their albums on CD. It's the one I don't have. And I can't find it anywhere on vinyl or CD. And if I do, it's like wildly expensive. So, you know, it's my own personal cross I will bear. I'm Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo. We're approaching the second hour of me annoying you. Two more to go. Don't worry. I'm only torturing you for two more hours after this. You know, you're halfway there. This is Radio Valencia transmissions from the Mission. And it looks like the Giants just beat the Marlins. That's great news. It's a beautiful, beautiful Saturday, other than it being cloudy. But whatever. This is I'm So Green by Can. Thank you for tuning in.
Like, those lights be coming, nobody. those words.